Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, everybody. It's the 4th of July, and tonight we're going to be talking to Neil. Just as we enjoyed the movie Sleepless in Seattle, we're going to be talking about Sleepless in the United States. We want to say that sometimes on a wonderful holiday like today, when you don't have a date, it's very easy to be alone and not have anyone to enjoy the holiday with. Tonight we're going to talk to a Scottish lad that made his journey from lovely Edinburgh, Scotland, and successfully established a career in the United States, only to find himself alone on this 4th of July, alas, without a lass. And here he is to join us now. Here's Neil. Welcome, Neil.
Welcome. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good.
We opened a show with Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, First Movement.
Well, thank
you. We
were
trying to find something appropriate to your country.
Well, it was very beautiful, a little bit depressing, but it's okay, you know.
Trying to find some Sleepless in Seattle music. And I don't like to play music unless we have permission for it, so we were looking for the released music, and, it doesn't matter, neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Neil comes to us all the way from Edinburgh, Scotland, and his interest, his professional interest is absolutely sports, of all things.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And he's alone on this 4th of July. Let me tell you about Neil. He's a professional man. 28 years of age, and he is a sports professional. He lives near Orlando. We're not going to identify the location, but we are going to give you his email. He wants to get to know people in the area. Now, this is a Christian faith person. This is someone who's actually looking for a church to join and has been going to different churches, I'm assuming. He's got very old-fashioned values. Very respectful towards the ladies. His parents are in Scotland, but he's very close to them. And, like myself, he also has a dog. He came to the U.S. to a community college in Fort Dodge, Iowa, Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he was a graduate assistant coach at Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan. So this is a very, very serious professional individual involved in sports in every way. He's now the head coach at a university located in Polk County, Florida. We're not going to say which. He's got a house near the lake, just like in the movie Sleepless in Seattle. And, in fact, in the spring, he's going to be teaching some business courses. So this is a well-rounded professional, and he's looking for a date. He's actually looking for a date. And, by the way, we're going to give you his email address in case, by chance, while you're listening to this broadcast, you might be inspired to write to him. His email address is cobby_7@yahoo.com. That's cobby_7@yahoo.com. So, Neil, tell us, what's been your impression of the United States? You've been here, you said, 8 years?
9 years in August.
Nine years.
9 years this August. Yep, I came over to, and I don't mind telling what sport I play, and that's I was a college soccer player, and what can I say is I played soccer for 4 years, and then I was an assistant coach, like you said, at Siena Heights, and then now I'm able to be a head soccer coach in Florida, you know, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It's something I've always wanted to do, and opportunity came knocking, and, you know, I took it. Yeah.
My word. And I wanted to ask you, what was it exactly that you were looking for in a young lady? If you were to find one, what qualities would you like this young lady to have?
Well, preferably, you know, a young girl between 21 and 35.
Of course,
you know,
nice age group.
I don't want to date a woman that could be best friends with my mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just a good quality woman that has a good personality. Faith is important to me, you know, but it's as long as, you know, they believe in something, you know, and, you know, they're not lazy and they're kind of goal-driven a little, you know. Just a nice girl just to get to know and, you know, hang out with, you know, and just get to know each other a little bit better.
Certainly, because if you already are a faith-driven man and you're a professional with a master's degree and you have a very, very serious sports profession and career,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to like someone that, like you, also has an interest and a goal, who is also goal-oriented and has established her career as well.
Yeah, yeah, preferably. Or someone that's establishing their career, you know, I mean, she doesn't need to be a big successful woman or anything like that, just a good person in general, you know. You know, that kind of stuff can come in later in life, you know, because I'm still goal-driven, but I'm still got goals in my life I want to achieve too, you know. I don't think I'm really at the place in my life where I am want to establish my career, you know. There's a lot more things I want to do with it, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you would like to meet a young lady. I'm assuming someone with established values, old-fashioned traditions in your life. I mean, you're very respectful towards your ladies. You're very much a chivalrous gentleman. I was wondering by chance, the comparison, say, women from Edinburgh, Scotland, to women in the United States. What do you find? Give us some slight comparisons.
I think American women are a little bit more closed in terms of, like, open up to their feelings. Scottish women, I'm more than happy to tell you, you know, how they're feeling. Maybe it's just the girls I've dated here, you know, which has not been many. But they're very closed. It's like they're scared to get hurt. They're scared to open up to someone, you know. And, you know, I'm kind of like that myself. I've been hurt too. And I'm kind of closed at the beginning, but eventually open up, you know. There's just, in today's society, there's a lot of cheating going on, you know. I think it's one in two marriages. I think it's more than that now, getting divorced, you know. So there's a lot of hurtful people out there right now, you know. And I think that's kind of how I feel about American women. But you've got to remember, I haven't dated a Scottish girl for about 9 years now. I was 19 back then. Now I'm 28. So, you know, it could have changed a lot back then, back in Scotland too, you know. But my impressions when I do go home to Scotland, that women are more open and, you know, able to
express their feelings. You're less guarded.
Feelings. Yeah, but
yeah,
girls
less guarded.
Here are a lot more guarded here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hear that, young ladies, if by chance you're interested in a young gentleman who's available, the number to call in here at the Talk Block Radio is 347-539-5024. And Neil is single and available, of course, as a sports coach, a professional sports coach at a university. You can imagine he's in extremely good shape, and this is someone who is very athletic, very fit, and naturally if a person is physically fit, they're going to, in many other ways, be fit as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be generally happy people that are interested in a good, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, you seem like a sweetheart too, Ruthie, so, you know, I hope you're not single because I'll be popping over by your radio station soon.
Oh, no, you don't understand. We're trying to find you a date, not me.
I know, but you seem
you
like
a date.
Yourself. You seem very sweet yourself, Ruthie, you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm sure you got a lot of phone calls wondering if you're single.
I don't post it. I'm looking for anyone on the air, so it's never come up. It's never been an issue. But
no.
On this 4th of July, especially someone young and full of life and hope like yourself, who's looking for someone to build a life with and start a relationship with and a friendship, my gosh, I thought it was very interesting to find out what's going to be happening to several single people
mm-hmm.
on the East Coast, the West Coast, and we came across you. And of the many people that answered, you were the one that we were most interested in interviewing because
well, I appreciate that.
It's a long
you.
Way from Edinburgh, Scotland to Florida. That's
oh,
a
yeah.
that's quite the distance.
Yeah, I've only been home twice in the last, almost 9 years, which is kind of hard, you know, because especially with the gas prices and everything like that, the flights are extremely expensive, you know. So,
oh, I'm sure.
You know, the last time I went home was 3 years ago, and I surprised my dad at his 50th, and that was the first time I saw him in 5 years, so that was kind of nice, you know. It was very emotional, and it was very nice. I'm very close to my family, you know, and I miss them dearly, you know, and...
Of course
but,
you do.
Know, this is the path that I've led, and, you know, I've got to just keep going on with it, you know.
And you said you have a house near the lake?
Yeah, it's about, I don't know, 50 yards from the lake, you know. When you drive to my house, you can certainly see it, you know. And I usually sit by the lake every night when I'm walking my dog, you know, and it's really beautiful, just watch the sunset sort of thing, you know.
How
yeah.
romantic is that, ladies? Do you hear that? Walking along, there's a sunset, walking the dog along the beach. Oh, my word. What... It couldn't get more romantic than that for any woman.
Yeah, well, I think everybody's out tonight, Ruthie.
Oh, no, that's normal, and that's perfectly fine. But, you know, the difference between blogtalkradio.com/syndicatednews and traditional radio is that this interview is going to be available on the Internet
mm-hmm.
for posterity, if we like.
Mm-hmm.
And girls, as I said previously... To reach Neil, his email address is cobby_7@yahoo.com. If you're interested in meeting a 28-year-old gentleman from Scotland who's already obtained his master's degree, and he's a sports coach at a university in Florida, we're talking about a professional, established, centered young man. This is someone that you can take home to mother. Know what I mean, girls?
Yeah, I just hope she understands me.
And what is your favorite romantic song? Is there one that comes to mind?
Not necessarily songs, you know.
Anything from Scotland? Do you any romantic songs that you remember from Scotland?
Not really, but mostly movies. You know, I love...
Any romantic movies you remember?
Yeah, I love, you know, the one you've already mentioned, Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
I love that one, and there's a few others that are kind of going blank here, which ones that I really like, you know, but for my interest, it's really romantic comedies that I like, and...
lovely.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an old-fashioned guy here, you know, I'm not the kind of one that will go Dutch or anything like that, I'd be the one picking up the tab and that, you know.
This is a gentleman, girls. This is a gentleman in the old traditional sense. He's a gentleman, and he's looking for a lady.
Yeah,
so we're going to close now with Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony in its first movement. And let's talk until we close, Neil.
Okay, sure.
So tell us. Is there any type of lady that you prefer? Tall ones, short ones?
Well, I'm not that tall of a guy. I'm only about 5'9", you know. So as long as the woman doesn't mind she's being taller than me, I'm fine with it too, you know.
Fit and healthy, yes? Fit
yeah.
and healthy. Non-smoking!
Yeah.
Non-smoking!
Non-smoking, preferably. Not a big, heavy drinker. someone that I'd actually like someone that's fit so I can, I'd love to run with in the mornings and stuff like that.
How romantic is that?
Yeah, but someone that likes to cuddle, that is a must. Someone that likes to cuddle.
Must like to cuddle. Remember that, girls. You must like to cuddle.
Yeah, if you don't like to cuddle, don't even call. You know, don't even email. You know, I'm a cuddler, you know. And I know it sounds a little bit cheesy or whatever, but I'm a bit of a weeper.
That's
so.
Very romantic. That's not cheesy at all.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a weeper too when it comes to movies. You know, I like to have a tear in my eye, so I know it sounds a bit corny or whatever, but it's the truth. That's just me, you know. What can I say?
That's lovely.
Yeah. So, that's
so remember, girls, here we are again. scobby_7@yahoo.com. That's Scottish Neil's email address.
Yep.
Good night, Neil.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
You take care, hon.
Okay, you can go to the internet and you can listen to the show.
All right, you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, all right, bye.